Don, but we'll get him during the break, and I'll give our producer his telephone number during the first break. But Don has written a book on the origin of the AIDS epidemic. Now, it's very difficult for most people, and certainly was very, very difficult for me as a physician, to believe that anybody would actually go out to create terrible new disabling and, of course, deadly diseases to kill massive numbers of people. And really, of course, I'd worked in this field for probably 6 or 7 years before Dr. Lorraine Day finally convinced me that this was really all about population control. Where did the AIDS epidemic come from? Well, we've never seen it before. And contrary to all the propaganda that's been put out by the CIA and other intelligence agencies to deceive the people of America and the world, it just didn't exist before about 1978. And, of course, the first cases were actually diagnosed about 1981. In June, the first paper was published in San Francisco describing this acquired immune deficiency disease as it came to be known. And it's really a terrible disease because there's no immune response. In other words, what they've done is destroyed the immune response. And, of course, we can go back. Somebody about that time in the government said, both George Ryan and myself, copies of the hearings that were held in 1969, I think they were in June of 69, where Dr. David MacArthur testified before the House Appropriations Committee dealing with appropriates for biological and chemical warfare. And Dr. MacArthur asked for $10 million so they could create an entirely new disease that had not existed before, for which there'd be no immune response. And as he said, you know, some people say we just shouldn't do this because it could be another method of mass killing, but, well, we want to go ahead and do it anyway. We want $10 million. It'll take us 10 years. And just about 9 years, 10 years later, why the first cases of acquired immune deficiency disease showed up. Now, we do have that complete testimony. It's about 50 pages. They talk about not only creating AIDS, but other chronic disabling diseases. We know they were planning on it because the following year, Zygmunt Brzezinski's book was published, Between Two Ages, and there, in one of the footnotes, Zygmunt Brzezinski talked about how in the future we would be able to create storms and droughts and create new chronic disabling diseases with which we could disable the enemy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to people like Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and the elite, we are the enemy. And if you'd like to see those pages, we'll be glad to provide them for you. You can find the references to it in my publications, and you can get a copy of Between Two Ages and look it up. Then, of course, a couple of years later, in 1974, National Security Memorandum 200, NSSM, National Security Study Memorandum 200 was published, which actually talked about how the major problem facing American foreign policy was population. There were too many people in the world. We were going to have to cut back the populations in many of the major countries so they would not be able to really compete effectively with the United States. After all, there's a lot of people in places like Nigeria and Bangladesh where they might be able to industrialize and begin producing things and mass production and compete with the United States, and we wouldn't be able to dominate the world. We actually offer NSSM 200 as well through my ministry. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, when we get back, we'll talk about some of the people who are involved in these terrible genocidal experiments have come forward and told the truth. We'll be back in just a moment with Don Scott.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I say big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, I understand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we, of course, we have with us Don Scott. But certainly, we have several books. Now, the book Full Disclosure by Gary Glum we don't have, but, of course, this is written by a well-known fellow, and he actually had somebody who was dying of cancer, pancreatic cancer, who had actually come forward and said he was part of the team that did this. Dr. Garth Nicholson writes extensively about the AIDS and, of course, the part that mycoplasma plays in that, and the fact that almost every case, 90% of the cases of AIDS, have a mycoplasma incognitus, which is a genetically engineered mycoplasma associated with the HIV. And, of course, he mentioned to me off the record that he had actually talked to one man who had been involved in that. We actually have copies of the government reports, the Special Virus Cancer Report, that was published under the auspices of the CIA. There were 15 parts to it. I have 8 and 9, and I'm sure Don has a lot more of those, where they were actually creating these terrible new diseases. Why? Why they kill off a large part of the Earth's population, ladies and gentlemen. There are too many people on the Earth, and you common people out there are using up the elite's natural resources, and they really don't like you around, they really do intend to massively cut back on the world population. With that as a background, Don Scott, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. Always great to talk with you.
Why don't you tell us about this new book you're writing?
Well, it's a culmination of our 12 years of research, and by our, I mean my son William, who's president of the Common Cause Medical Research Foundation, and I'm the past president, and over the past 12 years, we have been researching the neurosystemic degenerative diseases. We did start off, as you know, researching chronic fatigue syndrome, and that quickly led us into research into AIDS, because we found that chronic fatigue syndrome was a mirror image of AIDS. There was obviously some relationship, and a researcher at Wistar Institute, Elaine DeFreitas, discovered a retrovirus in the blood of people with chronic fatigue syndrome. And we went on from there over the last 12 years, not only looking at the medical aspects of things like AIDS and chronic fatigue syndrome and Alzheimer's and lupus and multiple sclerosis and so on, But looking at the political background to the research that was going on, now we had the medical research. We've got hundreds of medical documents from the period dating back to the 1940s, where there is an obvious research drive to find out how to lower the human immune system so that a cofactor to whatever agent you found that would do that would allow in to the body a retrovirus which would perpetrate the disease or perpetuate the disease in the infected individual. And we have finally, after a great deal of research and the writing of a few preliminary books, such as the extremely unfortunate Skull Valley Incident and the Brucellosis Triangle, and our book on life, the blending of the chemistry of life with the realities of disease, we have been able to put together a document, over 300 pages, hardcover or softcover, due out on June the 6th of this year, wherein we realize and we present the solid evidence. Now, the evidence, there's a couple of secondary sources that we use that are very reliable, but the primary sources of all of our work are government-sponsored or government-written documents about the diseases in question and about the political background to some of the research that was done into those diseases. So we are producing on June the 6th the book called AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief.
And it really is, you know. I think that it's so difficult for people to believe that anything could be that evil, and yet when we see what's going on in the Middle East today, I mean, how could you get into such a mess like this unintentionally? And then when we realize we've killed probably close to 100 million people from malaria over the last 33 years, it done intentionally because they knew DDT was really the safest of the insecticides we had. And then we see, of course, the abortion and the move towards euthanasia and all of these things going on throughout the world, the other new diseases, the Lyme disease, the chronic fatigue, the chronic fibromyalgia, the Ebola, all of these things, certainly everything suggests that there's a strong genetic, man-made genetic planning. Certainly the AIDS virus has a predilection for blacks because the elite hates blacks. And you wonder why the blacks are really, I think the white man's against them, the white people aren't against them, but there is a small evil component that's against them. And they would certainly kill off as many blacks as they can. They're doing a great job with that in Africa. But you go ahead, Don.
Yes, well, on that very subject, Dr. Stan, we have in our forthcoming book a document in a chapter which we call The Paper Trail to AIDS. Now, the people who are working on these esoteric disease agents were scientists, and they are actually proud of their scientific accomplishments, and they were doing a great deal of research and testing and laboratory work and the mutation of various disease agents, and we have gathered up a significant number of these, about 100, and we summarize them in anywhere from one paragraph to 10 paragraphs in our book, and in the chapter called The Paper Trail to AIDS. And one of those documents, Dr. Stan, I don't know whether you've ever seen it, is a document written back in 1954 by a medical doctor by the name of Dr. Shepherd. And he was studying 100 black college students and 100 white college students, and he was exploring their them for in their genital areas for the mycoplasma. And he found out in his research, and he demonstrates it absolutely reliably, that a black man, otherwise totally healthy, has 33% of them already infected with the Mycoplasma fermentans, and only 3% of the 100 white college students had the same Mycoplasma. Now, if you start off with 100 black men and 100 white men, and 33 of the black men are carrying the Mycoplasma, and 3 of the white men are carrying it, and then you expose them to the cofactor for AIDS, which is an adapted variation of the well, they call it the human immune deficiency virus, but it's no such thing. It's the sheep virus for Vizsna, which is almost identical in appearance and so on. If
that's the sheep virus, isn't it? It's a sheep.
It's the sheep virus. If those 100 blacks and 100 whites are both submitted to the second cofactor, which is the adapted Vizsna virus, the black people will have both, 33 out of 100 black people or black men will have both cofactors, and hence will present more likely with AIDS, and only 3 whites out of their 100 will present with it. Then that is an actual scientific document, very well researched by Dr. Shepherd, paid for by the National Institutes for Health of all people, and we summarize it and give all the details of it in chapter 25 of our new book, so that it's not just a belief held by some people that black people are more vulnerable to AIDS. It is a scientifically established fact way back in 1954.
And, of course, the thing is that that's why the AIDS epidemic did not explode in our community as we thought it would. We feared, you know, that it would be it would spread as rapidly in the white community and in general heterosexual community as it had been in the homosexual community.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely right.
Except
when we came upon Dr. Shepherd's article, now, we didn't just come upon it by chance. We've been working at this steadfastly for 12 years, and we've been looking objectively and honestly at the original documentation, and Dr. Shepherd's article is just one of them in that one chapter. But we found a whole lot of other things. We found, for example, that on the political front, now the thing is, with AIDS and chronic fatigue especially, if you're going to study those diseases, you don't just study the medical and scientific aspects of them, you study the political background to them. And you find the papers in the literature that was financed by the National Institutes for Health or by the Centers for Disease Control, or sometimes very blatantly by the United States Army, in a few cases by the United States Air Force and Navy, and you put those documents together, and you see this pattern of developing immune suppressant agents such as the Mycoplasma, and we have put those all into our book and tied it in with the political decisions to do these things.
Don, you're going to have to hold there. We'll be back in just a moment with Don Scott.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Cancer Project employed literally hundreds of physicians across America at our major universities to do the experiments to find out how to create new diseases. But most of the doctors, I don't think, understood the full implication of what this was all about. Each one had a part of it. Now, some of them did. They knew that they were creating new terrible diseases that could be used for mass murder, but like the German scientists, you know, they thought nothing wrong with that because these are men without a conscience. They're revolutionists. They believe in science, not in God. They don't believe that, you know, there's going to be a final judgment, and they're going to one day stand before the maker of the heaven and earth and have to answer for what they've done. But they are, because there is a God, and if they're not punished in this world, they will be in the next one. But under any circumstances, you know, eventually they ordered that all of the records were to be destroyed. But fortunately, they weren't very efficient, and some of them did survive. And how many of the volumes of the Special Virus Cancer Project do you have now or have access to, Don?
We have six of them, Dr. Stan. We have 8, 9, 10, 12, 14. 14, 15, and if that doesn't add up to 6, we got another one in there. But we have been very, very fortunate. People from far distant points of the United States especially have blundered or stumbled or happened upon one of these documents in their local library or in some book sale, because sometimes people who were partners to this whole enterprise would be given a copy of the document, and then they would suffer some tragic accident or natural death or whatever, and their family would give the books to a library. And so some of them hung around, and even though many of them were recalled, so it was very, very hard to find them, they do turn up every now and again, and we've been very fortunate to get a number of them. However, we do find that there's about 5% of the material is material relevant to the development of an immune suppressant, which opens the door to other viral agents, and the balance of it is quite legitimate research into a viral origin of cancer, if such exists, and we've got very good evidence in that area as well. However, it's the 5% that is buried in the 95% that we are looking at and upon which we draw. However, our major sources are the original scientific documents themselves. We've been able to track them down because we have a librarian at the Laurentian Hospital in Sudbury. She's a marvelous lady, and we only have to give her the name of a document, some obscure document from many years ago, and within 24 hours she'll have a copy for us. And we have been able to fit these together to trace the evolution from the accidental discovery of the mycoplasma in naval cadets and naval recruits back in the mid-1940s through the different work that was done when they said, hey, look, this disease is causing illness in the springtime to these recruits. A type of pneumonia, they call it that, typical pneumonia, we find that it's caused by a pleural pneumonia organism, which was really a mycoplasma.
And of course, when I went to medical school, we never heard of mycoplasma. It was not until 1980 when I returned from Africa after teaching the medical school there that suddenly we find out that about a quarter of pneumonias were these atypical pneumonias created by the mycoplasma. About a quarter of the influenzas, they call it influenza, but it's really mycoplasma. Mycoplasma infection is much more common than
and,
the different
amazingly before. Enough, most doctors today don't even know about the mycoplasma and its hazards.
Right.
It's damped down. Now, we have included in our book a summary of 4 pages from the curriculum of the Uniformed Services Health University, which is a medical university, which is run by the U.S. military for doctors who are going to be working in the military, and they have had a whole course section on the mycoplasma.
Hold that thought, Don. Hold that thought, please.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is Don Scott, and we're talking about these new diseases that they've been creating. Now, what did this announcement, these four pages from the Army military booklet say about the mycoplasma, Don?
Well, it gives four pages of absolutely dramatic information, which points out just how absolutely terribly dangerous the mycoplasma is. It says, for example, that in a certain number of cases, a mycoplasma fermentans can cause the degeneration of the major organs of the body, the brain, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. Now, this is such critical information, and the doctors in the military are taught that, or certain doctors in the military who are sent to this Uniformed Services Medical School are taught it, but the average doctor throughout North America, the world, is not taught it, and they have no idea how dangerous this mycoplasma is. And they have no idea that in the 1940s, when Huebner discovered that the cause of pneumonia in the naval recruits was a pleuropneumonia-like organism, which he then discovered through some associates of his, was actually the mycoplasma, suddenly there was a damping down on public knowledge of the mycoplasma. It kind of went down the Orwellian memory hole. But they went ahead doing secret research work. In fact, at Stanford University in California, which is a hotbed of eugenics and population control, they established a mycoplasma laboratory under the direction of Dr. Leonard Hayflick. And he raised hundreds of species of different kinds of mycoplasmas, and he provided them to certain researchers recommended to him or recommended by the U.S. government, because it was found that the mycoplasma, one of the major qualities it had besides causing the degeneration of the major organs of the body in certain circumstances, was uniformly it depressed the immune system. it took the wall that we have over years have built up around us that protects us from disease, it took that wall and lowered it down so that ordinary diseases, which we used to just push aside with no problem, suddenly became absolutely dangerous to us. Pneumoniae carini pneumonia, for example, or Kaposi sarcoma, or
avian tuberculosis, diseases. Things like that, right? Avian tuberculosis.
Yes, and one of the doctors who was at Stanford following up on this research was Dr. Thomas Merrigan, and in 1971, he wrote an article with Dr. Stevens, which again we have in our book. We actually reproduce the titles and everything else of these documents and the summary of their contents, and we have the originals available if people want to get them from us. He wrote with Dr. Stevens an article called Viral Infections of Man, well that's fine, associated with acquired immune deficiency state. Now that acronym is AIDS. Yeah. This was 10 years before 1981 when AIDS officially hit the world. Now how did Dr. Merrigan and Dr. Stevens happened to be studying acquired immune deficiency states and how the different viruses, which were normally not a threat to humans, suddenly were a threat to humans. We have that in our book, too. And then we move on to 1984, when there's studies going on supposedly about chronic fatigue syndrome, the sister or mirror image of AIDS. And lo and behold, who's one of the authorities that is quoted all the way through Hillary Johnson's magnificent book, Osler's Web? Why, it's Dr. Thomas Merrigan, the guy who was writing years before about acquired immune deficiency.
And of course, the thing is that chronic fatigue was known to the people who were studying it as a HIV negative AIDS. In other words,
yes,
what happens,
of course, is that people with chronic fatigue syndrome have the mycoplasma infection, and we demonstrate in our book, we show them how it works when the mycoplasma invades a cell. It does so by uptaking from the cell's membrane cholesterol. And when it takes up enough of that cholesterol, and this is supported by another article that we reproduce by Rodham, Fend, and Hayflick, by uptaking cholesterol from the membrane, it finally kills the cell, and the cell dumps glutamate into the blood, and the glutamate's very, very dangerous. And the body has a defense mechanism. It links an ammonia ion to the glutamate and makes it into glutamine. But in the process of doing that, it liberates an ion of cyanide. And the cyanide then moves in the cell into the mitochondria of the cells. And at what they call the fourth complex, or the Krebs cycle, it uptakes the energy that's being manufactured. So people then have extreme loss or lack of energy. It's totally physical. There's nothing psychological about it, as these misinformation artists in NIH and CDC would have you believe. And it's related to the trouble caused in the first place by the mycoplasma, AIDS without HIV.
Now, with HIV,
retrovirus, it isn't actually the main source of trouble. There are 25 different illnesses that people with so-called AIDS are listed in the diagnostic guides. And as long as a person has two of these, if they live in Africa, if they have two of those illnesses, even if they don't have any trace of HIV, they're deemed to have AIDS. Now, in France and Australia, the medical authorities a little bit more honest. Boy, they're not very honest in the United States, I can tell you. But in France and in Australia, they say, well, no, you've got to have at least 4 of these illnesses out of the 25 before we'll deem you have AIDS. And some places they require that one of them be HIV. But HIV is just one element out of several that formerly had no threat to the human being at all. Sheep were raised by people in Switzerland and Germany and Denmark and then in Iceland for years. And sometimes they would live in the same building as the humans, and the humans didn't get AIDS, but the sheep got Vizna virus and passed it on to other sheep. What was it suddenly made the human being subject to that Vizna virus? Why, it was the immune-suppressing mycoplasma that Dr. Robert Huebner found, and when they raised it on the kidneys of monkeys and tested it in Huntsville prison on prisoners, and they tested it in other places, and they tested it in Africa at the agent grown on, not on the kidneys of the rhesus monkeys like they were doing in Tulane University in Louisiana, but on the kidneys, mashed up kidneys of chimpanzees at Camp Lindy in the Congo with the cooperation of the Belgian government. And they found, hey, look, fellas, if we put this immune suppressant in as a cofactor, and then along with that cofactor, we put in this retrovirus, which is kind of a backfiring of the DNA to reproducing its species, the disease in the individual will go on forever. They won't ever be able to cure it. And this stuff about having a vaccine is so weird. But again, we don't just theorize this. We put the actual medical document details into the book, along with all the political background that is absolutely essential to understanding it, the duplicitous role of Lyndon Johnson, that was started off as Nelson Rockefeller in Eisenhower's cabinet as Secretary or Undersecretary of Health. He turned up in Washington as Undersecretary of Health, and he spent 18 months reorganizing Hugh. Nobody knew what he was doing because he brought in people from what we call the Rockefeller apparat, and they put together a reorganized health, education, and welfare cabinet, whatever, and then he transferred to the CIA, where he worked with Alan Dulles, and then they took the mycoplasma that Dr. Huebner had discovered, and they established the Tulane University operation based upon the Delta primate farm that they established just outside of Louisiana, New Orleans, and they sent Koprowski off to Camp Lindy in the Congo, where with the cooperation of the Congo, with the Belgian administrators of the Congo, they killed chimpanzees, they mashed up their kidneys, they grew mycoplasma on the kidneys, they fed the mycoplasma into certain people, all under cover of developing a vaccine against polio. But the thing is that in the area where they gave the greatest number of vaccinations against polio, Ruzizi Valley in the Rwanda area today, that is the area of the world that has the highest percentage of AIDS among people anywhere in the world. Somehow it got into their blood, and we give evidence, solid scientific evidence in a narrative form so that you can read the book without having to have a degree in microbiology, but you can then see that the myths that were created about the yuppie flu and the gay plague were just that, myths, created to cover the reality of what was going on.
Well, don't you think that certainly the disease was in the experimental HIV, pardon me, experimental hepatitis B vaccine that was given here in the United States, because 75% of the people in San Francisco who took the vaccine, hepatitis B, actually came down with AIDS.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that the vaccine was developed by Dr. Fritz Dienhardt, who was a fellow worker with Koprowski at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he actually worked with Koprowski in Camp Lindy in the Congo, and he used a number of chimpanzees to test his pathogens that induce hepatitis. So those two people were working together, one on one disease, one on the other. And they had absolutely no regard for the people that they pumped this stuff into. And then when they had something they knew would work, it was a very, very simple matter to put the cofactors of the mycoplasma and the retrovirus into a vaccine for smallpox. And then the United States, in a magnificently generous move, agreed to vaccinate every black person in Africa. My goodness, you have to be born yesterday to believe that so magnanimous a gesture would come out of those military industrial types. And lo and behold, the Centers for Disease Control put together 17 teams of doctors and aides and record keepers. And off to Africa they went, and with the help of the Belgian military, who rounded up poor blacks in the Belgian colonies, and the Portuguese ministry in the Portuguese colonies, they took and gave all of these black people this terrible combination. Now, of course, like any good cover, the stamp out the smallpox cover story was genuine. They did have an anti-smallpox vaccine, which they did administer, but they also had that lentivirus, that slow-working virus, that combination of factors, the immune-suppressing mycoplasma, and the retroviral activity of the adapted Vizanavirus, and within a few years, people in Africa began popping up with AIDS, popping up more and more and more and more in different areas. And in the British colonies and the colonies that were close to independence of France, they cooperated as well with Koprowski and the smallpox vaccine cover. And they literally planted AIDS so deeply among the African population that there's no stopping it now without a great, great deal of worldwide effort to do that, coupled with other things that can be done. For example, there's a huge nutritional component in all of this. People can actually build up their immune system to the point where even if they are HIV infected, they won't get AIDS.
What about antibiotics for the mycoplasma? Will that help?
Well, the antibiotics are one of them, and they are bacteriostatic, of course. They stop the mycoplasma cofactor from doing its damage of putting down the immune system, and so if the immune system is staying up, then the retrovirus doesn't get a toehold and doesn't start taking over. But long before you get to the point where you have to use antibiotics such as doxycycline or tetracycline, the advantages of clean water and good food, nutritional food, and certain fruits high in vitamin C, such as lemons and oranges and so on.
Hey, we're out of time, Doc. We're out of time, but I'm going to call you, see if I can get you back to our evening program. We'll have more time. God bless you for everything you're doing. And we'll, of course, as soon as that book's out, we'll have you on and have you talking about it. We'll probably carry the book. We want to get this information out. Thanks very much for being with us. Our guest has been Don Scott, and fascinating information. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
U.S., the carrier gets, into the now the John Sanders is there, the Nimitz carrier force is moving towards the Gulf to, Persian Gulf to join the Stennis and the Eisenhower groups there, the Boxer group. Nobody tells about the Boxer group, but the Boxer group there is as well as about 8 ships in it, loaded down with Marines, and something big is afoot. I don't know what it is, how soon it's going to come. But are you prepared for a major disaster here in the United States? Because we do not know what's going to happen. I really fear for Israel. I think it may very well be, come under either chemical, biological, or nuclear attack with a matter of a few months. And the ramifications for America could be indeed frightening. If you've not delayed a supply of food certainly your Mercury water filters, your water barrels, your pumps, the things that you're going to need to look after yourself and your family, because you don't want to end up in a FEMA camp. You want to be able to be self-sufficient, and the people in certainly in New Orleans who are ready for a disaster survived well. The rest of the people, of course, well, you know where they ended up. So if you'd like, of course, to get a food catalog from Radio Living, I will tell you that so much of the food that's being put out by these various distributors, they're getting their rice out of California, where the entire crop here in California has been contaminated by genetically altered foods. Well, of course, Ready Reserve Foods getting their rice out of Arkansas. David Sibley's been at it for 35 years, does a great job. So, and we know David personally, that's why we're dealing with him. If you'd like a Ready Reserve food catalog, of course, we'll go ahead and send you a catalog without charge, and hope you'll go ahead and begin making your preparations, get the things you're going to need, and do not put it off. Because by the time Katie Couricker or the other people tell you that there's a problem, it's going to be too late. There's just not going to be any food available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, a health catalog, or a regular catalog, or certainly let me urge you to order your Berkey products if you'd like to call us at the same number. And, of course, if you already have the catalog, and we've sent out hundreds of them, do it now. Make up a list of what you can afford and get as much as you can afford now, and then start making your purchases and put that food aside, because you're going to need, you know, things to be able to survive in the difficult times that lie ahead. I'm saying this in all sincerity, and I hope that you'll take it in that manner. If you're not preparing for yourself, who's going to prepare for you? If you're not going to prepare now, when are you going to do it? When suddenly everybody knows there's a problem and there's no food available, well, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Why are we going to attack Iran? You need to get my February newsletter, and it's available on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, or we'll send you a copy without charge if you don't have access to the Internet. And, of course, we'll send you the catalogs, the emergency food catalog, the health catalog without charge. And then, of course, let me suggest very, very strongly you get my DVDs, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the book, but specifically Forbidden Secret. There is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the mystery religions, through the sages of the secret societies. And, of course, we're going to tell you what that secret is. You need to know about it. You need to understand it. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. But if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you better make your decision and ask Him to come in and take control of your life, because you're going to need that if you have any hope to survive what really lies ahead.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the...
Label a woman who's already been labeled by UNESCO as a victim of human trafficking, not as a prostitute. For them to put that in the headlines, and then the effort is to say that she was a Thai prostitute here in Singapore, and now she's being punished, and her fiancé is this hero guy who wants to save her and make her into a straight woman, and that's the attitude of the press articles, and so that's been very disturbing and very disappointing that Singapore, which a lot of people see as a modern country, really has a media and a journalistic tradition that's in the Stone Age as far as women's issues, and they certainly aren't helping show the needs of the people who are trafficked by making this sensationalism. It's really aimed at, you know, tweaking Thailand and saying she was a Thai prostitute.
Well, and okay, so, now you are really spending your time as a human rights activist for this this group of people that are really have nobody else to speak out for them. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, it's quite fair because UNESCO quietly said, yes, she is a victim of human trafficking, and then they just backed off and didn't show up at court. They didn't put anything on their website. And everybody's done that. The human trafficking NGOs in Singapore have done that. The human trafficking NGOs in Thailand, who are funded by the U.S. and all kinds of other agencies to do their job, they've not had any forthright, we're defending this woman because she's an ethnic. She's an ACA, so a Thai agency that's paid to help victims of human trafficking doesn't want to champion a woman in her cause because she's an ACA. And nobody champions an ACA in Thailand. It's not Thai. So this has really been a case that's brought out the hypocrisy and the anybody who would come to me and say, oh, yes, the United States is very much against human trafficking, I would say, look at this case. Who's against human trafficking? Where are they? Excuse me, they have huge budgets. Even UNESCO, David Feingold is the one who runs the website for HIV trafficking issues at UNESCO Bangkok, and I've asked him repeatedly by email. You put mission organizations who raise funds by saying that they prevent trafficking. None of those organizations showed up. And you haven't even taken an official position in public to the Thai government that this woman, we want the Thai embassy to step in. This woman is a victim of trafficking. It's an international issue, and Singapore must release her. And it's just shocking. And I've written them emails and said, look, you have so much power, and you pound your drum about human trafficking. And then when you have a case as black and white as this case is about what's happened to this ACA woman, who's just one of many ACA women who go into the darkness and never come back in these situations, and you won't stand up for her.
Well,
and so this has been a really shocking case, and we hope that she does get a reprieve on being deported from Singapore, but we don't hold out. We're not very optimistic about how that's going to turn out.
Well, as far as you're concerned, is there a great deal of trafficking of ACA women in the brothels and forcing them into prostitution in Southeast Asia?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And now, they
hold,
will
hold,
have
hold that thought
the most
just a moment.
Economic
hold
reason.
That thought, please. Well, Matthew Daniels, our guest today, and Matthew... story told over and over again of these people being forced off their land by the royalty. Their land is simply being stolen from them. The women are being forced into prostitution. And, of course, where is America? America, of course, is doing absolutely nothing about it, just as our good friends in Saudi Arabia, of course, are certainly using slavery, and we back Saudi every step of the way. They do it in Kuwait, in so many of the Arab countries, and we're backing it, and we're financing it. And then we sit back and say, oh, isn't that just terrible? Well, here's an example, certainly in Southeast Asia, the same sort of things going on that are going on today in Saudi Arabia and so many of the Arab countries that are financed and supported by our own government here in Southeast Asia. The same thing is going on. And aren't we financing, at least in part, the Thai government that's committing these terrible atrocities, these human rights atrocities?
Yes, and they're certainly setting up the atmosphere. You know, it's like if I want to make you fail, I can do so many things that are sort of behind the scenes and then just leave you to your own resources when it doesn't work out anymore. So it's in the modern world, there's even less real concern for what's happening to these people. I mean, it's like publicizing it, and the fact that people know isn't enough.
And of course, the thing is, everybody feels real good we're doing something, but the trouble is we're really not doing it. We're just trying to make everybody feel good. Now, you've been talking about, of course, the difficulty that there is as far as the economy there, and that many of these people for centuries have used opium for their aches and pains, and of course, they're not. This is their business. It's not the American people's business. But we're going to Thailand and said, nobody here may have opium or grow opium or do anything with opium. Now, in Afghanistan, where we totally control the country, the largest heroin producer in the entire world today is Afghanistan, under American control. And you have to ask yourself, what's really going on? Matthew, many people believe that the Central Intelligence Agency or agencies of the American government is actively involved in drug trafficking, specifically in Southeast Asia. Do you know anything about that?
I wouldn't say that I know a lot about it. I think that there's enough people in Southeast Asia who've written very good books on the issue, you know, from the Ravens to the Air America to Peter Dale Scott.
Now, of course, they're writing about the CIA and drugs, and the CIA
right.
is involved in drug trafficking. Is that right?
And I would be inclined to say that it would be very hard for that not to be the case. Missionaries that I knew, that I talked to them, tried to make denials that they, as working with the CIA, as admitting that they worked for the CIA, and particularly I'm referring to Bill Young in northern Thailand, they were very upset with me that I put that they had a long history in the drug trade during the Vietnam War days, and they called me on it. And I said, well, are you telling me that you weren't involved? And now it's coming out in more and more books. Lonely Planet on Laos, for instance, says very specifically that Bill Young was trafficked, that all of the heroin, all the opium for heroin production that came out of Laos, came out of Luang Nam Tha, through an air base at Phuka, is a village to the southwest of Luang Nam Tha that had an airstrip that what we would call now an insurgent narco-terrorist airstrip run by a missionary, and that all the opium that the CIA ran out of Laos was flown out through there under the auspices of Bill Young, who can be searched on the internet as William Young. There are, matter of fact, on a language website called SOAS that tells the entire history of the Young family, Gordon, his brother, their father in Burma, you know, during the 40s and whatnot, and pictures and everything. And these people were entrenched in Burma and Laos and Thailand and went on wars. They went on wars in Laos. There was a great opium rebellion in Laos in the 60s, and Bill Young was on that raid across the Mekong River. So it's pretty visible, and as visible as that is, you can say, well, I think that's the extent of what it was going on, at least.
Well,
very few people would deny it.
All we have to say is if we're really involved in war on drugs, we're not doing a very good job.
Maybe we're getting paid on both sides.
And, of course, where do you think that the CIA gets its money for all of its black operations? Why, there's certainly a component within the CIA, not the whole CIA, but certainly a component within the CIA that is involved in drug smuggling. And even the Inspector General actually came out with a report admitting that. And we actually have copies of that report we got. But we can't let the American people know that. In fact, Gary Webb, who wrote about that, ended up shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead.
So that's...
Hold just a moment here. Well, I guess this afternoon is Matthew McDaniel. You go right ahead, Matthew. Please pick up the story there.
So that's one of our concerns, is the case of Amuatu in Singapore prison, how her court case went, and that there wasn't really much of a legal standard that was supported in that case, and it didn't really matter what the defense said. Ultimately, Singapore Immigration was in charge, and that's who the judge listened to.
But if America did intervene, or our embassy did intervene, wouldn't this woman have had a much better chance?
I think if embassy personnel from Singapore, who knew about this case, and who really, you know, for all their talk and funding about human trafficking, they really weren't interested. They knew I was involved in the case, and they weren't interested in showboating this case or coming to this woman's assistance in a public way. I think that if they had gone to the court and been there, I think that Singapore would have, especially since they rank Singapore as Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 trafficking, they would have looked at this case as how serious Singapore was about its image on trafficking, and that they were prosecuting a woman who was a victim of trafficking and called such by UNESCO in Bangkok. So, you know, we're used to that. We're used to, you know, America using human rights issues just when they need to and having no connection to reality, really. And so that's the gap between what the government is doing and what the public, how the public responds to that kind of behavior on the part of the government. So that's one of our cases. And we have, next month, we have our two-week United Nations Permanent Forum for Indigenous Issues. And we're going to that, and we will be presenting the Huyo-Aka land case, the Queen of Thailand taking the land of Huyo-Aka and Panum-Aka, which is my wife's village. They've taken all the land around her village since she left Thailand. And the issue this year at the UN Permanent Forum is on land rights, indigenous land rights. So we hope to publicize that case. And as well as the other activism that we do here in the United States. We have now many interviews on YouTube about the Aka situation. You can just type in the word Aka, A-K-H-A, into YouTube, and the list of videos grows longer and longer. I have a number of interviews. My wife has a number of legal statements about one in particular about Huyo Aka losing their land. Another one about an Aka woman who was tortured and murdered above her village. And those cases that we just keep adding to. So we use YouTube because it's very public and it's a safe server, you could say. Thailand's blocked that server, but the number of archived videos there about the Aka...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back, Matt. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Matthew McDaniel is certainly a... he's dedicated himself, you know, to do something for this indigenous people because there's nobody else to do it. He's not being paid for this. He's just doing this because he has to. Now, you can go up on YouTube and type in, you know, Aka people, A-K-H-A, and you'll find all sorts of interviews up there on YouTube, a wonderful means of getting the truth out to the American people when the rest of the press is silent. Matthew, would you go ahead and get your website out where people can reach you and get information on what you're doing?
Sure. It's Aka. So if you look up under www.aka, A-K-H-A, .org, that's our website. We've been up for many, many years, and we have a lot of videos. Everything's free. You can download books and videos and do searches of the site. It's a very extensive website, so you need to be really patient to go over the home page. Hopefully you have a broadband connection, and you can look at what we do there and all the different links, and there's a lot of issues on human rights there that it takes time to go through it, so don't be in a hurry, because they're complex issues that affect a lot of people, and we try to cover everything from medical rights to imprisonment, human trafficking. We've got cases in Laos that are going on with foreign NGOs. There's a lot of information on their culture, but you can get a very good idea of the situation that they face from that website. And there's a PayPal link if you want to make a donation to our work. I work in construction, I'm almost 50 years old. I go out and beat the street every day looking for more work, and the money goes into the project in addition to supporting our family. But we have costs like the UN trip and things like that that are really just part of the project, but we have to try to find the funding to make it tolerable while we're in New York. We've had to live in all kinds of situations there over 3 or 4 years that we've gone, and still come every morning at 9 o'clock to the UN and make presentations that are coherent for people who haven't heard of the situation yet. So that's how you can help out. We have an email newsletter that's available. If you just search that homepage, you can see it's called the ACA Weekly Journal, and it's on yahoogroups.com, and you can find a link down the left side of the webpage to that journal, and we have more than 400 e-journals in that archive at Yahoo Groups, so you can see what we've been doing since the mid-90s, and we've been sending out alerts, and we've been preventing villages from being forcibly relocated, and we've been publicizing pictures of people killed or tortured or disappeared, and even using that process to get the Thais to release them. And so it's been, we're very aggressive, hands-on with our activism, and I think you can get a taste for that off the website.
All right, fine. Well, the reason I, of course, was originally, my attention was drawn to Matthew McDaniel is because he had gotten in touch with our friend, Dr. David Ayoub, who's written extensively about vaccinations. Now, basically, I have talked to doctors from both the Philippines and from Kenya, who have told me that the World Health Organization is coming to their countries with a wonderful program to help the people, because after all, the World Health Organization in America is always there to help the indigenous people, and they've offered free tetanus shots to women of childbearing age. Free tetanus shots so that the newborn child won't get tetanus of the umbilical cord, the contamination of the umbilical cord, and the child won't get tetanus and of course, die from that. Now, this is really sounds really great, except that the women there, the ACA women who were taking this, first of all, they were more or less forced to take this. They would not get identification cards for their children if they didn't take the vaccines, but then they noticed that when they took the vaccine, they began to get, they would lose their children. They'd have abortions, you know, spontaneous abortions, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth of months. And that's exactly what was happening in the Philippines and in the in Kenya, because they were adding to the vaccines. You see, most people cannot believe anybody would be evil enough to put something in the vaccines that would be intentionally harmful to the people. So, you know, but this is what they found in the Philippines and Kenya. When they checked it out, they put a corrugatotrophic in to make the woman, you know, sensitive or allergic to her own corrugatotrophin, and without that, you cannot maintain a pregnancy. So what did you find, Matthew, there in Thailand? Somebody called it, what about men? Oh, no, they don't offer the tetanus immunization to men, just to childbearing women. Which is, of course, why the doctors and the people were concerned. Because, of course, if we were really there to help, we'd offer it to the men, too. But we're not offering it to the men, just to childbearing women. Is this part of population control? What did you find out, Matthew?
Well, I found out that I first had complaints from the women that they were being told they wouldn't get ID cards for the baby if they didn't take the vaccine. And it was the issue of coercion that attracted my attention. And then I investigated the vaccination and the irregularities, too many vaccinations and being done during each pregnancy, and it was just totally off the chart. It was very bizarre. And so that's how I found out that as I began tracking the stories, I started meeting women who said, today I got vaccinated and today I had a spontaneous abortion and my baby died. I felt the baby stop moving and a few hours later I aborted the baby. You know, they had a miscarriage at like 8 and 9 months. And so if you actually type into YouTube ACA, A-K-H-A, and do a search, the first videos that come up are videos I made in Thailand. One's called ACA Forced Vaccinations. It's an interview with medical personnel in a Thai clinic near the village that I'm asking them why they're demanding the vaccine, and I've gotten complaints from the women in the village. And then the second video is called ACA Vaccinations and Miscarriages, and it's an interview with two Aka women, one who is a healer, a village healer, discussing with the other woman, recounting the story of how the other woman lost two children in the ninth month of pregnancy within 24 hours of the vaccine.
And do they insist that
those are videos you can watch.
And do they insist to take the vaccine every year, every time they're pregnant?
They were being made to take the vaccine anywhere from 2 to 3 times during each pregnancy.
And, of course, the thing is, there's no justification.
Crazy for tetanus toxoid.
There's no justification for that. I mean, you once you've had the vaccine, then it's supposedly good for 5 years. Unless, of course, you want to induce, a miscarriage. And then, of course, you'd insist with every pregnancy you'd get it. And then you could destroy the unborn child. Would anybody be that corrupt? Absolutely. I mean, this is a. Was this World Health Organization or was this the United States?
This was World Health Organization.
Well, of course, we fund the World Health Organization. So your tax money at work, ladies and gentlemen. But population control is one of the major thrusts of American foreign policy, and we're very good at it.
At that time, we weren't in contact, and we didn't have a lot of contact with activists on this issue. We were very isolated in Thailand, and we just couldn't get anybody interested in this story. We had no way of testing the vaccine. Now, Dr. Yoav has mentioned that if you take pregnancy test strips and put some of the vaccine on the test strip, if it has the hormone in it, it will react. So if it's been put in there to create an antibody, it will react to the test strip. But the other thing that we considered, we weren't only concerned with that. We were just concerned that maybe in a very primitive way, the health personnel felt that by repeatedly vaccinating the woman with just a plain tetanus toxoid vaccine, they could create enough shock to the woman's system that some of them were going to miscarry, and that it could just be a vaccine that was being manipulated. At any rate, our concern that we expressed to the World Health Organization in Bangkok was there needed to be an investigation. We had enough to know that something was wrong, and there was no interest in Bangkok on that issue at all. So that's been a really big concern to us. But in the context, you know, if you were vaccinated and you lost your baby, but you're still alive, the guy next door, he was killed by the army tonight. That's the kind of mayhem that we were working with in the villages. So it was only one of the things that we were working on. And like I say, we're not funded very much. And also to connect to other people who are proactive on this issue and can get it out. We haven't met anybody, of course, at the UN level who would assist us on it so far. And we'll continue to follow that up. But you can see, you know, you're like a drop of water in a windstorm trying to get something done in a world that is ignoring a lot of these issues.
And, of course, one of the major thrusts of the United Nations is population control, too. There are too many people in the world, and we're just going to have to do something about it. But you couldn't very well tell the women what was intended. They wouldn't take the vaccine, even though many times in many parts of the world they're actually rounded up and at bayonet point, forced to take the vaccines.
It's very coercive, and you can be, you know, if you have the UN Population Fund going in there and using and funding subtle education programs that really are, you can only have so many children, and you have to have a vasectomy, or you have to have IUD implanted, or you have to take these little sticks that are injected into your arm that prevent you from becoming pregnant. It's done very subtly, but it's very, very coercive from our standpoint that we would see in the West.
Well, because it's always done under the name of we're from the government and we're here to help you. And people here in America...
Yeah, it's just oversight.
People here in America find it difficult to believe anything could be this crass or indifferent, or because here, you know, to these people, so they lose so many of their children anyway, and a child is an important thing to a family. A child is an important thing to a woman.
It's an issue too of consent.
Right.
The attitude is that some people are a little bit less important than others, and consent is not so much of an issue. And certainly the World Bank and International Monetary Fund and the Asian Development Bank have promoted this attitude to take consent for granted, and that it really doesn't matter, that the bigger agenda for the benefit of all is more important. And certainly, I mean, the World Health Organization is able to do what they want to do in these countries, and we didn't get any interest in any investigation into the adverse effects of it. And certainly there's people in Thailand sitting down with the World Health Organization and discussing these projects, and everybody makes money, and it's seen as something that's put over on poor people.
And I think it's this idea, you're putting it over on poor people, uneducated people, and they'll never suspect what's really gone on, because they believe that we're really there to help them.
Right, but when you see it on a day-in and day-out basis, and you see what a coercive environment that people live in, there is no real benevolency between the ACA and these clinics. I was sort of like the raging maniac, you know, when I would see some little kid come back to the village with a really big ear infection, and I would ask the mother, well, what did the doctor do for you? And she said, well, the doctor gave me paracetamol, which is Tylenol. And, you know, and you just go back to the clinic and be furious with them that they allowed the child to suffer that much and that they didn't take more of action. And their attitude was, oh, it must have been an oversight. But that happened in clinics all over the north of Thailand. So in that kind of medical mayhem, it's very, very hard it's very easy to see how the ACA just sort of get shoved from one side to the other, and in the middle of it all, they try to hang on to their families. And then their daughters end up in situations like Amulatu in Singapore.
And you enforce prostitution.
Right. And you can go in northern Thailand and you can readily see women come to the market who are ACA, who are indentured servants in brothels in northern Thailand. And you have all these American NGOs there getting funding to take ACA children away from their families. Get this. Because they say there's a chance that they could end up in prostitution, so we have a right to take their children now because of that. And we have, this is another thing the American church doesn't know about, and the donors are funding, you know, I always laugh, I say, you know, you're funding millions of dollars for NGOs to take ACA children away because they say due to poverty, they're children are at risk of being put into prostitution. Well, if you help the villages buy land or whatever with all that money, there wouldn't be an issue of poverty. But, of course, the local mission people on the ground in Thailand get richer and richer and richer. And we have a case right now with one organization, Rotary International, which is following the same pattern as a mission, although Rotary is not a mission. They are funding one mission in Thailand. And they have been very, very unwilling to correspond with us or other people who've investigated and come out and admit to what is going on. And we've been really shocked that Rotary has funded thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to this mission, which has taken away 400 ACA children from their families in Chiang Rai province. It's called Children of the Golden Triangle. And they put on their website that they're helping these children have a chance.
And so what do they do with the children? They put them in an orphanage someplace?
They have a big compound where they cook up meals for them and shove them off to the local Thai school. And if there's very few staff members, the children are made to take care of themselves. They're made to help do the concrete construction work to build the compound bigger. And the sponsors who are the operator, who is a man called David Stevenson from Australia, he pockets the money. And Rotary has been very unwilling to discuss this issue. Rotary even finally had told a film crew in Italy, please make a video and show us what's happening there at the compound that you are opposed to. And we say, look, they got 400 of these people's children. Where's your family values?
And, of course, the thing is, Joseph Stiglitz, who's an internationally known economist, winner of the Nobel Prize, who worked for the World Bank, talked about the International Monetary Fund going to the third world countries to help the people and made them worse off. And then, of course, when he left his job with the World Bank, he admitted the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, funded with American money, were using their money not to help the people but to destroy them, certainly all throughout Africa and the third world countries. and the average American has no idea what's going on. So we've just got about 1 minute more. I want you to get your website out one more time, Matthew, because I want the people to go to YouTube, get the information that you have.
And that's just some of the videos that we have are on YouTube. You can go to www.akha.org and look at our site. We got videos. Our email is akhalife@gmail.com. You can find it also linked to the website. And write us if you have any questions. Take time to make some time in your life for helping the Akha. We even help people start their own projects. We definitely don't own the issue. We're just trying to get as many people involved as possible.
Well, I really thank you so very much for what you're doing. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up today's program with Matthew McDaniel, who is, of course, giving his life to try to help an indigenous people that nobody really cares about. Well, Matthew, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well,
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And I hope you'll follow through and of course, see what he's doing, and you'll get a chance to see videos that he's made and learn a lot more about his ministry. Well, and it's not a Christian ministry. It's a ministry concerned about human suffering and human slavery and women being forced to take vaccines that will cause them to abort and largely funded with your tax money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. We need your help. You can go up on the internet and search, Google in Radio Liberty videos, and of course, at Radio Liberty, we have our Brotherhood of Darkness up there. We have Dr. Ayub's videos. We have many of our videos are up there on the internet. We want you to watch them, and then, of course, if you'd like to buy copies and help us get the information out, we really want you to do that. If you have not seen Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it or get the book. You need to see our latest video. It's called Forbidden Secret, and it will tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. And I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after seeing this video, because it will tell you what Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams and so many of the other commentators are paid such fabulous salaries not to tell you about the spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. Forbidden Secret is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want you to get Chris Pinto's two videos. One is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The other is Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And I have played small parts in that, as I did in Chris's second film, Megiddo 2, but we carry both Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. You need to get, of course, the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope that many of you out there are making your preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead, because they are going to be difficult times. The world is facing a great famine. We have the lowest supplies of food in the world today we've had since 1972. Australia is facing a great drought. And all we need is one other or two other countries to actually suddenly have shortages of food. There is actually a wheat rust that is sweeping throughout Africa and threatening the crops in South America. We're using up all the corn to make ethanol. Oh, my goodness, this is how we're going to fight the Arabs. We're going to make ethanol here. We've doubled the cost, of course, of corn, and so we're going to drastically increase the price of meat and poultry and eggs and milk and cheese and all of these things. Oh, shucks, they're going to be so expensive. Well, but look how we're getting around those old Arabs, you know. We're not going to be dependent upon them for oil. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get our 4 tapes out on oil. The whole oil system is a scam. You need to get our material on sustainable development and global warming. It's all a scam to create a crisis here at home so they can lower the living standards of the American people, raise the price of natural gas and electricity and gasoline to the point you're not going to be able to afford it. And it's all laid out in the Earth Charter. They want equitable redistribution of the wealth within nations and between nations. They want to impoverish you. They know exactly what they're doing. They're planning on destroying the value of our currency. And you need to get our material at RadioLiberty.com. It's all there. You need to get it. You need to study it. You need to help us to get the truth out about the spiritual forces that are energizing this attack on America. And then, Chris, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, pray for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.